Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, September 11th, 2023, through Friday, September 15th, 2023. Monday, September 11th, 2023. Orange County woman and man charged with running $2.2 million scheme that tricked banks into cashing out victims' mortgages. Thai Kin Nguyen and Nagep Chen Nguyen were charged by a federal grand jury with fraudulently obtaining more than $2 million by stealing the identities of homeowners, primarily elderly Vietnam Americans, and duping banks into cashing out mortgages on those properties. The Justice Department announced both defendants who have been granted bond are charged with one count of conspiracy to commit bank fraud and wire fraud. Tho Nguyen additionally is charged with 7 counts of bank fraud and 3 counts of aggravated identity theft. These schemers allegedly obtained a type of mortgage that allows homeowners to convert home equity into cash by borrowing against the value of the property. At their arraignments, the defendants pleaded not guilty to the charges against them. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, September 12, 2023. Multi-million-dollar fraudster returned to prison for structuring transactions while on supervised release. Ricky Lamont Congleton was sentenced to 36 months in prison for violating the terms of supervised release and structuring transactions to avoid reporting requirements. According to court documents and other information presented in court, Congleton was previously sentenced to 66 months in prison in October 2014, followed by 5 years of supervised release for orchestrating a multi-million dollar mortgage fraud upon various banks. In that scheme, Congleton and others used straw buyers to purchase properties that he and others had developed. Congleton then, with the assistance of a conspiring attorney, sold the properties at a discount by concealing from banks that he had supplied the down payments on the sales. An investigation ultimately uncovered that, to evade reporting requirements, Congleton broke approximately $100,000 in cash into small amounts and deposited it into different banks in different cities. The act of breaking up cash transactions to avoid bank reporting requirements is a federal criminal offense and is commonly known as structuring. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, September 13, 2023. Defense contractor sentenced to prison for providing fraudulent parts to military. Timothy W. Foley was sentenced to 3 months in prison for committing crimes related to supplying the military with faulty parts. Foley was also ordered to pay restitution of more than $1.3 million. According to court documents, Foley was the operator and co-owner of Parts Source International, Inc. in Goleta, California. Parts Source was a Department of Defense contractor who sold and supplied a variety of military parts to the DoD for use on military weapon systems, and some of which were critical application items, and invoiced the Defense Finance and Accounting Services, DFAS, in Columbus, Ohio, for payment. Foley admitted that from 2012 through 2019, he conspired to supply non-conforming parts to the DoD. Foley submitted 131 quotes for purchase orders that stated he would provide the exact product as required by the government. Rather, as testing documents revealed, Foley provided unapproved substitutions and fraudulent packaging, rendering them unacceptable for military use. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, September 14, 2023. Former Charlotte housing provider is sentenced to prison for Medicaid fraud and money laundering conspiracy. Dolores Jordan was sentenced to 30 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release for her role in a $15 million conspiracy to defraud the North Carolina Medicaid program. Additionally, Jordan was also ordered to pay $5,879,340 in restitution. According to filed court documents and court proceedings, Jordan was the owner of Legacy Housing, which provided subsidized housing to tenants in Charlotte and Greensboro. Jordan's co-conspirator, Donald Booker, owned and operated United Diagnostic Laboratories, UDL, a urine toxicology testing laboratory, and United Youth Care Services, UYCS, a company that provided mental health services and substance abuse treatment services. Court documents show that from January 2018 to December 2020, Jordan conspired with Booker and others to defraud Medicaid via a fraudulent drug testing scheme of urine samples of Medicaid-eligible beneficiaries. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Friday, September 15, 2023. Quackbot malware disrupted in international cyber takedown. The United States Department of Justice announced a multinational operation involving actions in the United States, France, Germany, the Netherlands, the United Kingdom, Romania, and Latvia to disrupt the botnet and malware known as Quackbot and take down its infrastructure. The Quackbot malicious code is being deleted from victims' computers, preventing it from doing any more harm. The department also announced the seizure of more than $8.6 million in cryptocurrency and illicit profits. The action represents the largest U.S.-led financial and technical disruption of a botnet infrastructure leveraged by cyber criminals to commit ransomware, financial fraud, and other cyber-enabled criminal activity. Source: U.S. Attorney's Office, 2023. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us for more information regarding our current certification offerings.